concludes our service. Now clearly, this should not be attributed to some coincidence of the calendar, that if you have 8 days beginning in Chof Hei Kislev, it's going to encompass Rosh Chodesh. There are no coincidences in the timing of Yom Tovim. The pshat is clear. The Bechina of Rosh Chodesh, the Skula of Rosh Chodesh, the Levanas, the Chidusha, Rosh Chodesh is the Zman of Hitzachus, of renewal. And clearly, the coincidence, in the literal sense of the term, of Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh highlights the fact that Chanukah also is a Yom Tov of Hitzachus. Now, surely it's the case that there is an element of Hitzchadshus every day. And that is both Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMechadesh B'tuvah V'chol Yom Tamid Naseh Bereshis. So in the Briya V'chlau, but then for every person B'fat. Right, you know, in the Dinam of the Tilos Yadayim, Birkas HaShachar, the Torah, the others called the Medrash of Chadoshim, Labikorim, Rabba Munasafa. So there is this Indian of Hitzchadshus every day, not just in Chanukah. But what it means when we say that Chanukah is a Yom Tov of Hitzchadshus is similar when we discuss the Skula of the Yom Tov of Pesach, that it's a time for deepening one's Emunah. It doesn't mean that Emunah is an Avodah, is a Chovas Halavavos, which is only Noheges in Pesach. But it means that many Avodas, while they're perennial in the sense of our Chiyuv, there's also a special time, a special Zman, which is especially mesugal, especially conducive to developing, to cultivating, to internalizing that koach, to perfecting that avodah. And the Yom Tov of Chanukah is such a time for the koach of Hitzchadshus. Now, this dimension of Chanukah, which we're discussing, converges with the well-known and very fundamental idea in Svarim that Chanukah is a Yom Tov of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Because what distinguishes Torah Sheba'al Peh from its counterpart, from Torah Sheba'al Ksav, is Chidush. That's exactly Torah Sheba'al Ksav. There's no Chiddush in Torah Sheba'al Ksav. It's there. Chiddush is in Torah Sheba'al Peh. Chanukah is a Yom Tov of Torah Sheba'al Peh precisely because Chanukah is a Yom Tov, is a Zman of Hitzchadshus. Just to read you one line in the Tri Tzadik. Vimei Chanukah v'chol shana uchanukas kol shabsos hashana shehem hitzchadshus ha'or de Torah Sheba'al Peh. Kemo shehoya Chanukah b'mishkan b'mikdash l'hitzchanek b'avoda ken Chanukas ha'chashmonoyim Chanukah l'or Torah Sheba'al Peh shehi b'chol shabsos hashana shezokhim l'or Torah Sheba'al Peh. And of course, one is reminded of the Arichus in Nefesh HaChayim and Shah Dalid about the role of Chidush in Torah Sheba'al Peh. But let's try to understand a little bit more in a very practical vein the role of Hischadshus within our lives, the function of this Koach of Hischadshus within our lives. So this Koach of Hischadshus, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, it's a miraculous Koach, allows us to live in the present. What does that mean, to live in the present? Without this Koach of Hischadshus, a person, each of us, could be a captive of the past. What does that mean? What it means is that if I suspect any one of us, certainly if I were to step back and think about countless errors, blunders, missed opportunities, it would be difficult, if not virtually impossible, to avoid sinking into a depression. And, unfortunately, sometimes we do see that. We see that in people. People who are captives of the past. The Koach of Hischadshus, which again, Chanukah is his man, to deepen it, to expand that Koach, allows us to live in the present. Not to ignore the past, obviously, in terms of not being Svada, obviously not to ignore the past in terms of not learning the lessons of one's mistakes and one's errors, but then to overcome it and to be so energized and so excited by this morning's morning Seder, tomorrow morning's Seder, that the chiyus a person gets from that chiyus, that hischadshus, allows a person again to transcend what otherwise could be the crushing burden of the past. And that's one application of this Koach of Hischadshus. Another application of the Koach of Hischadshus Hischadshus, this Koach of Hischadshus, allows a person to persevere in the face of adversity. I don't know that anyone sails through life without encountering periods of turbulence, of adversity. Without Hischadshus, a person is gradually worn down. His energy, his koichos, dissipated, and he becomes enervated. The Koach of Hischadshus, again, besides its application in Torah, besides the first application we mentioned, allows a person to persevere. Something new, there's no wear and tear on something just brand new. What's worn, what's torn, is old. Something that's new, chadoshim labikoyim, doesn't have those signs of wear and tear. What's the source for this Hischadshus? If in fact, as we all do, we follow routines, so how is it that a person is able to tap into this capacity for his chatzos and not to feel bored, not to feel weighed down by a routine which just seems to be cyclical, constantly repeating itself? Person gets up every morning, eats the same cornflakes, gets on the same train, goes to work, does the same type of work in the office. So how is a person supposed to experience the hisatchus? How does a person experience the hisatchus? What source is that the hisatchus? The answer is that the way we're infused with hisatchus is through our Avodas Hashem. What lemalam in azman is by definition forever new, forever young. The Shir HaYichud, which we say Kol Nidre Night, there are lines which describe Kodesh Baruch Hu as forever young, that there's no zikna. Because what's lamala min azman, by definition, is always new, it's always fresh, it's always vibrant. If what the Sfas would call the nekuda nimis of a person's existence is his Havodas Hashem, is his connection to Avodas Hashem, and what's more, everything in his life revolves around that. As the Rambam describes in Hilchos Beis and Perek Gimel, v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, that nimses achivoso, maso, matono, everything a person does, if it's done deliberately for the right reason, can and should be l'shem shamayim. So that elevates everything a person does, even the most mundane of routines, and al achas kamo v'kamo involvement in Torah and mitzvah, it elevates it l'mala min hazman. And then what you hear about, right, you hear in the world there's such a thing as midlife crisis. People are bored. That's because what's tachas hashamash, then kol chodesh tachas hashamash. En kol chodesh tachas hashamash. So there's only so many times you can read the same book, right? You read it once, so the jokes are funny, and the plot is suspenseful, and maybe it preserves some of it on a second or third reading. But ultimately, ein kol chodesh tachas hashamesh, it's inevitable, again, that it loses until there's nothing. And there's just a sense of emptiness. There's a void. The only thing, which is not governed by that law of nature is what's lamala min hashamash, is what's lamala min hazman. And by anchoring our lives, our existence in Avodas Hashem, in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who by definition is lamala min hazman, that's what allows us to feel and experience tamu ur'u, that sense of hisatchus. This requires a certain approach and attitude, not only to one's mundane activities, but even to Torah and mitzvahs. I was speaking with someone this week. Telling him how I'm unable to be master. How you can come into a shul Shabbos morning and hear talking. The disruption of talking. Are you talking? How can it be? When people go to the theater, and from the time the performance begins until the curtain goes down, whether it's the theater, whether it's the opera, so they're silent. They're focused on what's happening. How are you talking? So his answer was, well, if they had to go to the theater every week, they would probably talk when they go to the theater also. And he's probably right. Rachman al-Islam, if a person goes about mitzvahs in a fashion of mitzvahs anoshim nubumado, so a person can fail to appreciate or experience the hischadshus, which is intrinsic, because it's l'mala min hazman. The Sfas comments on v'chol yom yu v'aynachu k'chadoshim. So what the Torah is telling us to imagine, the Torah is telling us to pretend. The Sfas Emes says, no, they are chadoshim. Again, if kudshu v'chu v'raisu chadhu, and as we've explained, his chadshus is by definition a nida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by virtue of his eternity, so then Torah is also chadosh. So why? What's the need? Because in order for us to recognize it, in order for us to experience it, so we have to have that attitude of v'chol yom yu v'necha k'chadoshim. If we have that attitude, if we have that approach, so then what we'll realize is they in fact are chadoshim without our yu v'necha. You know, the Sifrei Chassidus, just to close with two Haoras, Sifrei Chassidus quote, there is a tradition in the Sforim that, right, we all know that we continue to wish a good yor, some people say a pisco tov, whatever the Lashon is, through Hashanah Rabbah. There is a tradition mentioned, quoted in the Sifrei Chassidus, that somehow or other, Chassima, is not totally nigmaris until Zos Hanukkah, until the last day of Hanukkah. And while I don't presume to suggest that what we've discussed tonight explains that, but maybe a little bit, maybe just the tip of the iceberg. Again, the only ever Yom Tov which coincides with Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah, also the union of his chadshus. The Chassima, if we take a look in the Na'os Hadesha from the Avnei Nezer and others from Beis Sochachov, so that this point is discussed, part of the Chassima is what chadshus a person has gained for the coming year, and the gemar of that chadshus is achieved, is consolidated, and it becomes crystallized in these holy days of Hanukkah, culminating in Zos Hanukkah. The Hischadshus, which gives us our koch, the Torah Shavar Peh, the Hischadshus to live in the present, the hischadshus to persevere, the hischadshus to center our lives on that which is l'malam min hazman. The background in terms of Kriyas HaTorah for Chanukah are the parshiyos of Yosef HaTzadik. This is something which obviously merits its own diyun, but clearly one element, one midah of Yosef HaTzadik, we know Rashi comments in the Pasuk Vayeshev, when Yaakov calls Yosef, so Yosef says he named it. Rashi says, Aloshen Zrizus. Aloshen Zrizus. Zrizus is a manifestation of his chadshus. Manifestation of his chadshus, right? When you finish running the marathon, you're not, there's no Zrizus, right? You lean, you break the tape, and you collapse. There's no chadshus. Yosef HaTzadik had that bechina of, again, of Zrizus. A Zrizus, again, which flows, which is a manifestation of his chadshus. It was that which allowed him to persevere as he did, and hence that forms the backdrop for the Yom Tov of Chanukah.